Of course, it's not open to us adults. But I can see how I can help. I shall tell the children fairy tales, and particularly about the real fairyland. So many children have lost all belief in the fairies, and will otherwise merely grow up as ordinary men and women on the astral plane. Well, if I can start them on this journey through fairyland into the seventh division, as did Beryl and Joyce, I'm sure I shall be doing a useful piece of work, and I shall enjoy it too. I always love children. Then I rose, and, after bidding them goodbye, returned to Earth. Since then we have met each Monday for mental recreation, but as most of it is of purely private interest, I have not recorded it. Chapter 24, The Armistice in the Astral Plane. November 15, 1918. On visiting RLW and Mother on the Astral Plane, I was surprised to find HJL and the officer there. The former told me he had come down specially from the spirit plane because of the armistice. I first inquired how he was getting on in the spirit plane, and he told me he hoped to pass to the next division before very long. I then asked the officer and Rex to describe the effect of the armistice on the astral plane. The officer, well, we knew that it was coming some time before, of course, because the battle between evil and good powers in the lowest division has been going all in the favor of the good powers. But one word of warning. The evil powers are not yet beaten. They are shifting their ground, but before long they'll break out elsewhere. On Earth, it will take the form of anarchy, as in Russia. But it won't stay there. Germany will have a good dose of it, so will Austro-Hungarian. She'll split up. Italy may also have a touch of it, too, if she's not careful. In fact, this armistice, of which you think so much, will be followed by risings all over the world, India and Egypt, for instance. This whole period is going to be fairly uncomfortable, I'm thinking. Still, the first stage is past. But I'm keeping my organization going, and shall make it more international. Try and help the poor devils who are coming over from Russia. Talk about hell. They've made a fair imitation of hell on Earth there. A peculiar thing about the evil powers is they can never make a stable government. Sooner or later, they always relapse into a state of anarchy, whether on Earth or in the astral plane. Another thing, anarchy doesn't mean liberty or democracy. No, fear. It means tyranny, as in hell. However, I don't want to damp your pleasure. The armistice has brought a big drop in the number of newcomers, though this spell of influenza had kept up the flow fairly well. Still, we haven't attempted to do much there. Got our hands full with soldiers. We had great rejoicings among the soldiers. Processions and all that sort of thing. Let them work off their excitement. Had some trouble with those who wanted to have a drink to celebrate the event, and all that sort of thing. Now we are beginning to settle down, though. The men are quite enthusiastic about the Russian idea. So we were quite despondent when they thought they'd lost their job. A lot of the Russians of the worst sort are very difficult to deal with. She'll have to be fairly drastic, I think. JW, how did you get the news? The officer, the thought form sent up from almost the whole Western world was so powerful that we could not fail to be aware of it. Actually, I became aware of it the instant it was signed. The thought form of the people actually involved reached me. RLW, there were services by dozens in every church, and we had a church parade at headquarters. The officer excelled himself, but ended up with, "Remember, there is no armistice in the fight between good and evil. Neither in the fight which goes on within ourselves, nor in the greater struggle which is always raging. It shifts its ground, but does not disappear. Today the organized force of Germany has perished, tomorrow we shall have to deal with the evil wrought by anarchy. Our work is not done, but it will be different. Yet, since this chapter is closed, let us rejoice." After more conversation of this sort, we drifted into discussing private matters, and in due course I left them. Chapter 25, Conclusion. April 20th or 21st. 1919. On arriving at the house where they dwelt, I reminded RLW that this was the third anniversary of his death. He smiled, and said, "Then it is a good point to wind up this work on which we have been engaged. You see, We are all here tonight. HJL, next Monday I want you, Jack, to be present at my passing on to the second division of the spirit plane. I'm ready, and my guardian angel has agreed that it should wait till then. So it was arranged accordingly. The officer, I, too, am returning to the spirit plane. My guardian angel has agreed that I have done good work here, and must return now to the spirit plane, so our young friend, RLW, will be left alone. I have made all arrangements for my organization to go on doing its work. For it has still plenty to do. Mother. As you know, I've been busy with the children. Several little bands have set out into Fairyland, and as they haven't returned, I think they must have reached the 7th Division. RLW, I've made up my mind at last to help someone I hated. I've discovered a chap whom I really disliked. He was a fellow officer, and my guardian angel agrees that he is a suitable person, so I hope before long to get to the 7th Division, if no higher. Suddenly we were aware of a celestial presence, and slowly my own guardian angel appeared. The light dissolved everything, even the bodies of my companions grew faint and vanished, and I could see only him. His face, more radiant than the sun, seemed to absorb me into him, and I cried, "What would you?" Then, like the notes of a splendid organ, these words pealed forth. "Your work on this plane is, for the time, finished. Give forth the message and the knowledge to the world. For the world is in travail, and much sorrow lies before her, as well as behind, ere she enters the haven of peace. For a new age is being born, and a new order arises. Old faiths perish, and only he the unknown remaineth immutable. But out of sorrow cometh forth joy, and out of war ultimate peace. For all things are of set design, and though the souls of men are ever moving forward, there is no stagnation or decay, but out of corruption arises incorruption, and out of death, life. Though darkness encompass the earth, yet the dawn is at hand and the new day shall be better than the old, for even the high power tremble at the might and the glory of the Supreme." He ceased, and I fell amid the clash of warring worlds and the tumult of elemental chaos. End of book.